Chapter 3. Opposition to Christianity. Excessive devotion. Education. And illness. Opposition to Christianity. From my childhood, I held Christians and the Bible in low regard. Christianity, I thought, was a foreign religion, something the lower castes, who had no religion of their own, had simply latched onto. I used to mock Christianity as a laughable faith. I would harass the village preachers with all sorts of twisted questions. From childhood, I would remark that Christians lived out on the edge of the village, and that no one in his right mind would ever take up such a mistaken religion. There were many scriptures, belonging to many religions, I reasoned, but among them, the Bible was a cheap, worthless book, not even worth reading. Those were the sentiments I grew up with. It is true, as Scripture itself says, that Satan blinds the minds of unbelievers. Excessive devotion. From childhood, I grew up steeped in devotion to the gods. I had Shankaracharya's hymns of praise by heart. As a boy, I used to play with my childhood friend Nageshwaram. Our favorite games were things like performing penance and having a god appear before us. I would recite Ravana's hymn to Shiva, the Ekavirajini, from memory. My mother would watch us and marvel. Across from our house in Govindapuram lived a Nambi family, and I spent much of my time in their home. Studies came to me easily, without much effort, but even so I had no real interest in them. After a while I took a job in the revenue department, then gave it up. I could not settle anywhere. I was restless within, dissatisfied, with no peace of soul. I read one philosophical volume after another, written by Sivananda Saraswati. Education. While I was studying at Narsaropet High School, I became friends with a Christian boy named Nathaniel. He was mad about poetry. He would put the Lord Jesus' parables and teachings into verse and bring them to me, and I would correct and polish them for him. Nathaniel was a good friend of mine, but I despised his religion, even though I never criticized it in front of him. Illness. Well, I had to give up my studies partway through intermediate college on account of my health, and went to stay with my elder brother in Kakinada. He worked in the forest department. My eldest sister, who had been widowed in childhood, was also living with him, and I stayed there too. While I was there, something happened that I could never have imagined. A man named Sutrala Seshagiri Rao came to our house. He was a Madhva Brahmin who taught Telugu to foreigners, and he had a fine reputation among the Western missionaries as a great teacher.